Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
And you're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 397.
On Now You Know. Thank you to Beam for sponsoring today's episode.
Beam's Dream Drink is clinically shown to improve your sleep.
If you watch us regularly, you have heard us talk about our experience with Beam.
Dream is a luxurious nighttime blend made with the highest quality sleep-promoting ingredients that helps me wind down and fall asleep faster. Plus, it's great tasting.
It helps me stay asleep longer, and that helps me have more energy throughout my day.
Dream is simple to make and really easy to integrate into your nightly routine.
Add one scoop to a mug of hot water or milk, or I use oat milk, and blend with your Beam frother.
There are several flavors to choose from, but my favorite is the original cinnamon cocoa.
Prioritizing good sleep has been a goal of ours this year, and Beam's Dream has been a game changer to help us do this.
And to make it even better, Dream is guilt-free. It has no added sugar, it's only 15 calories, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, non-GMO, and keto-friendly.
You can take advantage of subscription perks like saving 20% every month, a free frother with your first order, and free shipping.
Beam's Dream is clinically shown to improve sleep. Click the link below or scan the QR code and use code NOWYOUKNOW to get up to 35% off.
Thanks to Beam for sponsoring today's episode. All right, so Tesla posted on X last Friday. You can now subscribe to FSD Supervised for $99 a month in the U.S.
And Elon responded to basically the same thing. Now, what was it before?
It was $199 a month, unless you had autopilot, in which case it was $99 a month.
Okay.
So or now, you could pay $12,000 for it.
Right. So now everyone has access to $99 a month pricing.
Do people who pay $12,000 feel dumb now because they're like, hang on, I can pay $1,200 a year. It would take me 10 years to pay what I just paid in cash. I mean, we all know the price is going up.
The price is going up. And I think that this is a brilliant move. I mean, Elon opened full self-driving to millions of Tesla vehicles for free for 1 month so that owners could experience version 12.3 and then cut the monthly subscription rate in half.
Now, while other car companies are losing money on every EV they sell, Tesla just increased their profit margin from very profitable to wildly profitable for no extra money. And by the way, FSD has been launched in Canada for $99 Canadian a month, so even cheaper.
Wow. We asked our patrons in this week's Patreon poll if they would sign up for the $99 a month, and we'll share those results with you later in the show. Now, I think that this is really smart because I think that, unfortunately, you can have the coolest thing in the world, and if nobody knows about it, they are never going to try it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that more in Patreon bonus stories this week. We went to an EV show and nobody knew about it. All right, so Tesla just released FSD Supervised version 12.3.4 this week. A few interesting points here.
Number one, it appears that Tesla is now doing what Elon said they would be doing, releasing updates at a faster cadence. It now appears that new updates are coming every 2 to 3 weeks instead of every few months.
Number two, this is also the first version of FSD that does not include the beta name, right? It is now labeled FSD Supervised.
And it also appears that some older Tesla Model S and X owners who don't have all the necessary cameras, like the in-cabin camera, but do have the upgraded MCU2 upgrade, are now getting full self-driving supervised as part of 2024.3.15 over the air, which was just released.
Yeah, Respect the Supervised just said version 12 on legacy no cabin cam finally. Now, from drive videos I've watched, it does seem like this version of FSD is the most capable so far. And I was kind of bummed. I thought maybe that meant that Sparky, the 2016 Model X, would have it. But of course, when we say not enough cameras, we mean not enough cameras. This was pre-putting cameras around the car. There's just the front two cameras.
Right.
So Sparky's not able to do it. Now, with all this talk about Tesla's Q1 sales numbers hitting rock bottom, we thought it'd be good to zoom out a bit and get a bit of perspective on EV sales in the U.S. in the first quarter of this year.
Kelley Blue Book just released their electric vehicles sales report for Q1 of 2024, and in it we find some interesting data.
For instance, Stephanie Valdez-Streedy, Cox Automotive's Director of Industry Insights, said electric vehicle sales in the U.S. declined during Q1 2024, the first quarter-over-quarter downturn since Q2 of 2020, but Tesla's made up 51.3% of EV sales overall. So let's see how the other brands did in this chart from Teslarati.
Wow, the Cadillac Lyriq outsold the Model X? Wait, where's the Model S?
Yeah, so the Tesla Model S actually only sold 4,206 units in Q1, which would bring it in at number 13 on this list, after the Mercedes-Benz EQB, the EQE, and the BMW i4. My guess is that since it doesn't qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit because it's a sedan, which is over the $55,000 price limit, the Model X, which does qualify because it's an SUV and there's an $80,000 price limit, well, the Model X now looks a whole lot more attractive. And here's an interesting chart showing what percentage of each auto brand sales were electric in Q1 in the U.S.
So obviously Lucid, Fisker, Rivian, Tesla, and VinFast are 100%, so they're not on this chart. But it's interesting to see here that BMW has the highest percentage of electric sales. So how many EV sales did Honda have in Q1?
Good question. Let me see here.
Okay.
19.
Wow. I mean, 19,000.
No, 19 sales total. 19.
19
cars.
Electric vehicles.
Yes, in the quarter.
Good
also,
job,
GM's BrightDrop, you know, that electric delivery van, they sold 256 in Q1. I always thought they were selling thousands of them, which is also the same number, by the way, of electric Jaguars in Q1. 256 is all they sold.
Neat.
And to help boost sales in some European markets of what is already Tesla's best-selling vehicle, Tesla Europe and Middle East posted...
Introducing Model Y long-range rear-wheel drive. It'll have 600 kilometers WLTP range, 217 kilometer an hour top speed, and the lowest cost per kilometer in the electric SUV market at 14.9 kilowatt hours per 100 kilometers. It is available in Austria, Czechia, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Spain, Portugal, Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Italy, Greece, Poland, Slovenia, Romania, and Hungary.
Maybe they should have listed the countries it's not available in.
So this new variant in Europe is now the Model Y's second most affordable and longest range variant.
Yeah, so checking the base price out in, let's say, Denmark, 384,990 kroner, that's about $54,900.
Keep in mind that the 600-kilometer range is based on the European WLTP standard.
Yeah, I don't think it's really going to get 372 miles of range all that often, but anything over 300 miles is more than you need, in my opinion.
Especially in Denmark.
Tesla now says that their prefabricated supercharger units, or PSUs, can be installed in just 4 days from delivery to opening the site.
The supercharger stalls built at Giga Buffalo in New York State are mounted to concrete bases. They're all ready to be hooked up to the utility grid.
Up to 12 supercharger stalls are loaded onto each delivery truck.
They are then craned into place and hooked up to the utility.
Now, the largest pre-assembled site built so far has 76 superchargers, which I believe must be the Teon Ranch, California supercharger site right here.
And so far, 2,300 of these prefabricated supercharger stalls have been installed in North America.
This is so smart. I mean, cha-ching, you get billions of dollars from the federal government now, and they're just cranking them out. There are also some big supercharger sites coming, like this 200 supercharger stall site in Ocelio County, Florida, and this 164 stall site coming near Highway 46 in Lost Hills, California.
With 16 pull-throughs.
Waiting for the trailers.
That's more than most superchargers have stalls, and it has 16 pull-throughs, 164 superchargers. I can't even imagine.
Talk about Tesla time. Like,
talk about power draw.
1.21 gigawatts.
That's insane.
And I did a little back of the napkin math. We did an episode, by the way, a while back on back of the napkin math. Back of the napkin math to me means fast innovation. You might want to check it out here. On average, Tesla is now opening a new supercharger stall every 60 minutes.
60 minutes.
And currently, Fords and Rivians are starting to appear at Tesla superchargers because they've been allowed onto the network.
And as we pointed out, Rivians and Fords take up to two stalls instead of one, which kind of sucks.
And very soon, the next batch of non-Tesla EVs will be allowed to charge at superchargers, Polestars, and GMs. So this is why Tesla is innovating faster ways to get superchargers online.
Yeah, it's really important that they do, because as more and more of these cars take up double spaces, I think a lot of Tesla owners are going to get mad.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Tesla, for basically being the only company in North America that's decided that they're actually going to have a reputable fast charging thing. So thanks for basically holding up the whole world on that one.
And to go back to that statistic from BMW that we talked about a few minutes ago, BMW led the legacy auto pack in the U.S. with 12.5% of their car sales in the U.S. being battery electric. So I think credit is due to BMW, because Johann Haller, a member of the BMW Board of Management, just announced the BMW Group is continuing on its BEV growth path with the delivery of its 1 millionth fully electric vehicle since the market launch of the BMW i3. We have reached a significant milestone that confirms the attractiveness of our product portfolio. So, way to go, BMW. 1 million EVs.
1 million.
So in Q1 2024, the BMW Group, which also owns Mini and Rolls-Royce brands, delivered 82,700 fully electric vehicles worldwide, representing over 27.9% BEV growth for BMW.
So good for you guys. That's, I mean, we got to give credit where credit's due.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're about an order of magnitude behind, but you know,
gotta start somewhere.
Gotta start somewhere.
Hey, please hit the like button if you like what's going on in this channel. It really helps spread us to more people. And without that, people don't see what's going on in the world. All right, so another story of a Tesla driver saved because of his Tesla. This time, not saved in an accident, but, well, let's have Max Paul Franklin's own words. My crazy true story. On April 1st, Tesla unlocked full self-driving capability for all Tesla vehicles in America in a moment of dire need. At 2 a.m. the following morning, I found myself grappling with severe dehydration and a blood glucose level of 670 due to a malfunction in my insulin pump. With no time to spare, I turned to my Model Y for assistance. Engaging the new full self-driving feature with a simple double click of the steering column stalk, I was astounded by the results. Without any intervention, the car skillfully navigated the 13-mile journey from my home to the VA emergency room, offering to autonomously park it upon arrival and let me seek immediate medical attention. Despite enduring a mild heart attack, I left the hospital with no restrictions on my exercise regime, a testament to the swift and efficient response facilitated by the vehicle and the number one VA in America. As the owner of luxury vehicles including Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, Acura, and Cadillac, I can unequivocally declare Tesla the pinnacle of automotive innovation today. Its life-saving capabilities in critical moments underscore its superiority. The leap from traditional vehicles to Tesla's full self-driving functionality is like upgrading from a basic phone to a smartphone. As a resident of a solar-powered home, the cost of energy for the last 7,000 miles has been minimal. I've saved nearly $1,000. I extend my gratitude to Elon Musk for his crazy, erratic leadership in advancing technology that is more than just transportation. As someone who shares Elon's place on the spectrum, I am particularly appreciative of his commitment to excellence and innovation. He has profoundly impacted our world and personally impacted my own. Thanks, Tesla, and thanks, Charles George VA Medical Center team.
Wow. Okay, so let's just play it back. So you're about to die because your insulin pump has failed. You get in the car. You don't know if you're going to remain conscious for the entire drive. So you put it in full self-driving. Now, a lot of people have commented, shouldn't he have just called for an ambulance?
Yeah. And, you know, this isn't full self-driving level 5 yet. And while I agree we shouldn't use FSD version 12.3 if we're unconscious, in this case, it sounds like every minute counted. And it also sounds like Max Paul was alert enough to supervise the car for the whole ride, but wasn't sure if he could safely drive every moment by himself. And isn't that what a driver's assistance feature is for? Also, a lot of people commented that if he had waited, you know, 20 or 30 minutes for an ambulance, he might not have made it. So it saved his life. And again, where was this in the mainstream media?
Yeah. Well, I think that unfortunately, the mainstream press would have really only cared if Max Paul had died.
And then it would have been Tesla's fault.
And then it probably would have been Tesla's fault or something like that. I'm so glad that we're able to report positive news stories to you because, yeah, if you don't hear about them, then you don't know that they happened. And I just personally want to say, Max, I'm so glad that you were able to, you know, have full self-driving save you.
Now, in a rare move for Tesla, the 2018 lawsuit against Tesla for the fatal accident involving the 38-year-old Model X owner who was killed on the freeway in Mountain View, California, has reached a settlement.
Yeah, Tesla rarely settles, especially in cases like this, where Tesla argued that Walter Huang, a software engineer at Apple, was using his Model X autopilot inappropriately.
Huang had posted on his social media that he sometimes played games on his phone while in autopilot.
Yeah, even the NTSB accident investigation found that Huang was probably distracted and playing a game on his phone prior to the accident.
Tesla argued that Huang caused the crash with his, quote, highly extraordinary misuse of his vehicle and its autopilot features, pointing to the fact that he had been playing Total War Three Kingdoms in rush hour traffic.
According to court filings, Huang's hands were detected to be off the steering wheel 34% of the time in the 19 minutes leading up to the accident, including the final 6 seconds.
Now, in the lawsuit, Huang's family claimed that the vehicle failed to live up to Tesla's claims, as Huang had believed it, quote, was safer than a human-operated vehicle.
And I'm guessing that Tesla didn't want to take any chances, since the family was arguing that autopilot hadn't been trained to detect highway barriers where two highways merge.
So Tesla settled for an undisclosed amount. It's just that, wait a minute, hang on. Huang was a software engineer who worked for Apple, had enough money to buy a Model X, so he must have known better than most people about the limitations of software and hardware. Now, because he chose to ignore the safety warnings and use the system inappropriately, we're supposed to blame Tesla instead? So what if a driver driving a Tesla on autopilot had been texting or playing a game, and that Tesla had hit him and sent him to the hospital? Would he be blaming Tesla for that as well? Also, as we pointed out at the time when we reported on this story back then, the safety barrier was missing at the time of the accident. This is this barrier here that should have been there, but the state of California, well, months ago it had been destroyed and they hadn't fixed it yet. So shouldn't they also be partially to blame?
So I think the biggest question here is, why did Tesla settle? Why didn't they just continue with this court case that it seems like they would have won, or at least I think that basically Tesla kind of doesn't want more of this in the news, especially for such an old case.
I think it might be because they read the jury and they thought maybe that they were buying their case.
I don't know.
It's so easy to blame a car. You know what I mean? It's like, instead of just owning up to the fact,
the guy, right.
You know.
But I think that it's also really confusing for people who don't know about, like, I know, oh, full self-driving version 12.3. I am a nerd. I know all this stuff, so I can talk about it competently. I think that most people, when they talk about, oh, it's got autopilot, they don't know what it means, right? So when they think that somebody died in autopilot, they're going to attribute that to full self-driving. And it's like, and they're going to think that it just happened because they just heard about it in the news. The news brings them, sure, things that have just happened. So it's a very confusing case for Luddites, people who don't know what's going
on. That's a really good point. This is 6 years ago, and the technology has changed dramatically since then. So, hey, I just want to point out that as Tesla Asia just posted, Quicksilver is now the color available in Asia, and many of us believe that'll be the next color available at Giga Texas as well. So that's pretty exciting because we're seeing a lot of those Quicksilver cars at Giga Texas. Now, this next one's a really nice story. Silas Heineken, a.k.a. Tesla Kid, is a resident of Grünheide, Germany, near Tesla's Giga Berlin.
Here he is in 2020 at 13 years old when he flew his drone around to share Gigafactory construction progress with everyone. And now here he is recently at 17 years old, sharing what he's learned as a Tesla intern.
He posted on X, my student internship experience at Tesla. The last 3 weeks have been some of the most inspiring times of my life. 4 years after Tesla came to my hometown amidst a never-ending story of controversies, I finally got the opportunity to see for myself. I witnessed what the public doesn't see and perhaps doesn't want to see. People from all over the world work together here, tackling the seemingly impossible and solving the problems of our current times, all in an atmosphere of joy and enthusiasm. Gaining insights into the assembly, battery cell, and powertrain R&D departments has confirmed my assumptions about the future-oriented environment and spirit that permeate the labs, offices, and production lines at Giga Berlin. This internship wasn't just a learning experience. It was a journey into the heart of innovation that has reshaped my future aspirations. A big thank you to everyone who is directly and indirectly involved in making this possible.
What I found really interesting were the many things that have happened in Grünheide since Tesla built Giga Berlin. Silas shared so many things, including 6 new restaurants and shops, new bike paths,
the largest public EV charging parking lot, he thinks, in the world, a free train shuttle that will soon go to Berlin,
expansion of the L38 road, which was funded by Tesla,
a whole bunch of cool opportunities for children and young people, including student internships, apprenticeship programs, workshops and courses hosted by Tesla and Gigafactory tours, sponsorship of a lawnmower robot for the Kegler football club.
Tesla sponsored solar lights at the Grünheide skate park, where lights were jointly installed by young people and Tesla employees.
Soldering courses in youth clubs and schools conducted by Tesla trainers.
guest teaching in school classes by Tesla trainees, electrical construction kits, and how an electric motor works.
Excursions with students to the Tesla-supported project Climate Trees.
Hosting Girls Day at the Gigafactory, specifically for female participants, 3 in the past 3 years.
Participation in autumn cleanup days, garbage collection in the community in 23 and 22, even with shuttles and meals for participants.
Anyone can rent a Tesla for a test drive from the Tesla parking lot using a smartphone.
Anyone can charge their electric car for free at the Giga parking lot at the small charging stations. And this was just a few of Silas's list containing much more. So nice to get firsthand information about the ways that Tesla tries to make life better for residents everywhere that they operate.
And again, this is stuff that we don't hear about. We just don't hear about this stuff. Now, I know I'm not in Germany, so that's probably why I don't hear about it. But I feel like from the news that I hear coming out of Germany, that most people in Germany don't hear about it. So if you'd like to, we have a Now You Know Clips channel. We cut our show into some smaller clips that you can share with your friends. So if you're in Germany or if you have friends in Germany, please send them this clip because I think that it's really cool. So wait, is Silas the kid who was flying his drone and then he was told to stop? And then we talked about it on Tesla Time News and asked the community to help get him permission from Elon to fly again. And everyone in the community tweeted at Elon and Elon gave permission.
Yep. Remember that?
That's so cool.
Same kid. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right. It's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So it's nice that we can hear directly on X from Tesla employees like Wes Morrill, who is Cybertruck's lead engineer, who confirmed last week that cabin overheat protection will be coming to Cybertruck in an over-the-air update.
Ben said, no cabin overheat protection is going to be a problem in the summer. And then Wes responded, I hear you, and also Aaron, who asks about it daily. It's coming in an over-the-air update coming soon. Keep an eye out on the release notes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're also getting to see Cybertruck handle some real-world driving conditions here in this video from New Orleans, Louisiana, which got 5 to 8 inches of rainfall and flooding last week. This Cybertruck seems to be driving through about 16 inches of water without any problem, and I wonder if FSD will be able to handle that.
I mean, Elon did say that the extra door seal kit on the Cybertruck should be able to handle a couple-mile boating drive from Starbase to South Padre Island.
So, and that would be in salt water.
That would be in salt water, so I'm assuming a little flooding. You know, you just need some door seal kit.
And if you've been following our buddy Kyle and the Out of Spec Coast to Coast video series, where they raced 4 electric pickup trucks from the East Coast to the West Coast, you may have seen that Cybertruck had some supercharging issues, namely that sometimes at low state of charge, the Cybertruck was getting limited power from the supercharger.
This is when you'd expect to get the opposite, a lot of power, because the batteries can absorb the energy quicker when they are low.
Well, it turns out that that is a bug, according to Tesla's senior VP of powertrain, Drew Baglino. He said, we ID'd a corner case bug that sometimes locks posts into 100 amp max when charging Cybertrucks from very low state of charge. Since Kyle is so good at arriving with 0% remaining, he found this corner case a few times. Bug fix, piloting right now, will be fully deployed next week.
So thanks, Kyle, for solving this problem for us.
Exactly. Yeah, and Baglino says that there's another update coming. Cybertruck charge curve improvements are coming over the air later this quarter to unlock up to 154 miles recovered in 15 minutes.
That's an increase from about 130 miles of range in 15 minutes. So that's quite significant.
Yeah.
Something that I've noticed when I've been supercharging the Ford and the Rivian is that their curves are pretty slow in comparison. And I don't know, it's interesting to see it because when I was charging the Rivian, it will charge fast, and then it's almost like it'll just drop.
Right.
It feels very handwritten, like that somebody went in and was like, well, once you hit the state of charge, go down to something.
Almost like it was there to impress you, and then as you walk away and go get your pizza, you forget that it's dropping.
Well, and the other thing is I just feel like it's not really reacting to the batteries, or that it is, but that there's something that kind of comes in.
There's not really a talking about heat and stuff.
I don't know.
Ah, crap. Yeah, it seems like they just made this conservative curve so that nothing would go wrong, but they're not really trying to get the maximum speed out of it.
Sure, which is fine. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, we don't want to fry batteries.
It's fine. I'll drive the Cybertruck. It's okay.
Hey, if you want to get more information about Cybertruck, join the Cybertruck Owners Club. There you're going to not only have all this great forum stuff where you can talk about all the great details that are coming out, but also if you're waiting for your Cybertruck like us, you can find out where you are in line and see when the delivery is going to take place. So go check it out today, and thank you for sponsoring us.
We review more than just e-bikes and e-scooters on our Now Let's Review channel. We also review portable batteries.
Yeah, a lot of times they're listed for sale as solar generators, which I find very misleading. their batteries. They do not generate electricity. And unless you order one with a solar panel, they don't come with solar panels. So I feel like a lot of people are misled.
Good point. So we reviewed this portable battery by Hamswan this week. I think it's the lightest one we've reviewed so far.
Yeah, we talk about what you can power with it.
And what you can't.
See, batteries of this size definitely have their use case, and it is nice to not have to lug around a bigger battery than you need.
But it's important to get the right size battery for you.
And that's what we're here for, to help you by going through the features, the price, and the build quality of everything we review.
We've been doing it for years, and we don't like to please the manufacturers on the items we review.
Yeah, we tell it like it is, and manufacturers have no say in what we say.
So check out Now Let's Review today.
Nice rhyme.
Last week, we told you about our newest channel, Now We Adventure, where we take you, the viewer, along with Zach and I on our e-bike adventures.
Thank you to all of you who have checked it out so far and subscribed.
We just released our second video, a rail trail adventure, Peabody to Georgetown. I saw that Mark asked in the comments why we pronounce it Peabody and not Peabody in Massachusetts.
We have so many towns like that in Massachusetts that we pronounce not the way it's spelled, like Billerica is pronounced Billerica, and Worcester is Worcester, and Gloucester is Gloucester, and
Boston.
Boston is how we say Boston. Look, I'm having a blast bringing you these adventures, and we're about to start filming episode one of our second season right after we finish recording the show today.
Because the weather has finally started warming up and decided to stop snowing.
If you want to see what you can do with an e-bike, then please join us on Now We Adventure. All right, so Tesla posted new Model S plaid sport seats. If you know what high G cornering means, these seats are for you.
So you get increased lateral support, modular seat architecture for comfort and support, plus same 12-way power adjust heating and ventilation, high-performance suede for increased grip and reduced weight.
Oh, so no longer the vegan leather?
It's going to be
grippy.
Grippier.
And Elon said the Model S and X plaid, meaning beyond ludicrous speed, are sublime. And a lot of people are thinking these might be the seats that go in the new Roadsters.
And why did he say beyond ludicrous speed? What? Maybe that means the Model 3 Ludicrous is going to be coming out. Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got a new report from Bloomberg NEF showing the past 9 years of EV sales growth.
As you can see, China has the biggest share with almost 10 million cars. Although I should mention that they do count PHEVs or plug-in hybrids.
Now, the U.S. is that much smaller blue chunk there. Not the pretty turquoise one. That's Europe. The one on top there that's smaller. Only 1.3 million EVs were added to U.S. roads last year.
4.4 million EVs were sold globally in the fourth quarter. 13.7 million were sold around the earth in 2023.
So the other thing that you may not realize when you look at this chart is that these are how many EVs are sold each year. But unlike popcorn or soft drinks, these EVs are mostly still around. So we thought we would show you a cumulative chart. Jesse built this chart here. So what is it? Blue is what?
Blue is global annual EV sales, and red is cumulative.
Ah, so almost 60 million EVs on the roads.
It's kind of a lot. Kind of a big number.
And it looks exponential.
Will Tesla be opening a gigafactory in India anytime soon? Stay tuned.
Look, we certainly don't know, but we do know that Elon is planning on traveling to India. He said, looking forward to meeting with Prime Minister Modi in India.
And just look at the view count on this X post.
Yeah, over 62 million people so far, and that was a few days ago, actually.
Elon has met with Prime Minister Modi back in June of last year, so who knows what this meeting will lead to.
But it is fun to think about Tesla possibly expanding into India, one of the biggest car markets in the world.
India's CNBC TV 18 is citing industry sources to report that Elon will be in India April 21st and 22nd for his meeting with Modi and other officials and industry representatives.
TV 18 went on to say that Elon will be announcing two projects valued at $2 to $3 billion, one to do with Tesla and one to do with the Indian government approving Starlink coverage for India.
And that Tesla will not only be making cars for the Indian market, but also exporting cars from India as well.
So supposedly. Tesla is considering a joint venture with Reliance Group, which is India's largest business conglomerate, and which would be building a possible India gigafactory and Tesla supercharging infrastructure.
As always, take this report from CNBC with a grain of salt until we get confirmation.
But Elon did say on Spaces last week,
you know, India is sort of India is now the most populous country in the world, you know, the biggest population. And I think there's, India just should have electric cars just like every other country has electric cars. So it's a natural progression to provide electric Tesla electric vehicles in India.
So we'll keep you posted on developments, but that could be exciting. I mean, the fact that so many meetings with Modi does seem like they might be getting down to the brass tacks, the details, like where is it going to be built?
And it would open up a huge new market for Tesla. Obviously, them opening in China was huge, right? It's extremely good in terms of their sales. I know that this last quarter was like, oh no, but it's better than them not being there.
Well, and wait till you learn about BYD on Patreon bonus stories this week. Exactly. You definitely need to hear that.
So I think that if they do move into India, that would be awesome news for Tesla.
All right, next up, it's our SpaceX news. Ellie is still, I think, in Japan, so we'll probably be hearing from her next week. But we do have this. Elon posted this video of every SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral from 2010 through 2023. And I don't know. It's just, it kind of blew my mind because you get to see in one, like, little one-minute clip everything that SpaceX has done, and it starts to blow your mind.
Mm-hmm. And I think that not a lot of people have seen this.
Well, and not, you know, and again, we were at an EV show the other day and I mentioned to somebody about, you know, Elon, what he's done with rockets, and I got a blank stare. And then I was like, you know, SpaceX. And they're like, yeah, I've heard of SpaceX. I'm like, you do know they reland rockets, right? And he's like, what? I'm like, what? They've been doing this for years.
And that's at an EV show in Massachusetts. So you got to tell people about this stuff, guys. You're dropping the ball.
Eric Berger posted on X, Tory's words of wisdom on reuse seem silly today. SpaceX just launched its sixth rocket in 8 days. That's as many as ULA has in 17 months. Yeah, so ULA's CEO, Tory Bruno's view on the economics of reusing rockets by propulsive flyback, he had said things like, our estimate remains around 10 flights as a fleet average to achieve a consistent break-even point. He also said an individual booster that has been built for reuse costs more than if it were configured to be expendable.
Just like a car. You know what's expensive? Brakes on a car? Parking brake? What are you kidding? Just jump out of it.
Elon said, it even took a lot of effort for me to convince everyone on my team in the beginning that reuse, particularly via propulsive landing, was the right move. Oh, and I just did a little research. Mm. Would you like to know what ULA's revenue in 2023 was?
Sure. I'm sure it's a big number.
It is a big number. $181 million.
Wow.
Would you like to know what SpaceX's revenue in 2023 was?
Sure.
$8.7 billion. That is 47 times greater. So.
What?
Yeah.
47 times?
Yeah. So take that, ULA. All right. It's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get the best razor in the world, you can. It is called the Henson Razor. You can get it over at HensonShaving.com. And if you use our code, now you know, when you check out, and if you put a box of razors in your cart, you will get that box of razors for free. That's 200 shaves for free.
All right, you want to talk about something really futuristic? How about this?
What's that? Is that a... Oh, it's like a heater. It's one of those heaters. The restaurant?
No. Good guess.
It's
no.
Okay, wait. It's a robot.
Do you want to know what it is?
Fire hydrant. What?
It's a lamppost.
I thought it looked like a lamppost. Okay. This is called Into the Future. We want to talk about futuristic stuff. It's right. Not just, we're not talking about lampposts.
Well, we are kind of, because it's not just any lamppost. It's an EV charging lamppost from a company called VoltPost, and it's available now in the U.S. as the first of its kind lamppost EV charger. The cool thing is that VoltPost says that you can install this EV charging lamppost in about just 1 or 2 hours with no trenching or expensive permitting when you replace an existing lamppost. It features 20 feet of charging cable that retracts back into the lamppost, and the charging cable pulses with light so it doesn't become a hazard to pedestrians. You can have 2 or 4 charging ports per lamppost, and it can be controlled with an app, so there's lots of cool features.
Like what?
Well, first and foremost, drivers can manage their charging with their app, but you can also see a map of which chargers are in use and which ones are available. Users can make reservations, track charging, pay based on electricity consumed. Sites that host these chargers can do things like change the pricing, remotely monitor their charging. And VoltPost advisor and former City Bike general manager Laura Fox said, VoltPost's solution is a no-brainer for urban curbside charging. It uses and upgrades existing urban infrastructure, lampposts, for a fraction of the cost of traditional approaches, while enabling future urban use cases for that infrastructure. Anything from 5G installs to air quality monitoring to e-bike charging and more.
EV brake charging too, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Sounds cool. So this is level two charging.
Yep. Sometimes level one if that lamppost wasn't getting that much power. But most of these lampposts are getting enough power for big, powerful lights. So they usually have enough power for EV charging.
And do the lights shut off when you charge?
No.
I hope not.
I bet the lights shut off when you charge. We won't be able to see at night.
All right, it's time for Going Green.
As an EV enthusiast, when you think of Chile, you might be thinking about the lithium triangle, where about 60% of the world's reserves of lithium reside, in this triangle between Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile.
But now that Tesla has started accepting vehicle orders earlier this year and opened its first Tesla store in February in Chile, we are seeing the first Model 3s and Model Ys officially arriving in Chile.
Chile aims for a fully electric public transport system by 2040 and targets 40% of its consumer vehicles to be electric by 2050.
Now, there still don't appear to be any superchargers in Chile yet, but when the first one opens in Chile, it would likely be the most southern supercharger location in the Western Hemisphere.
Not the world?
Well, my guess is that, say, Santiago, Chile will be the first Chilean supercharger, which would mean that the supercharger in Queenstown, New Zealand would still be the most southern. But if Chile gets a supercharger south of, say, Puerto Montt, Chile would then have the most southern supercharger because Chile goes really far south.
And so Chile is probably someday going to have the most southern supercharger unless...
Argentina, I think, could beat them.
Really?
Yeah, I think Argentina goes all the way. I'm not sure.
But
whatever.
We're probably not going to get one on Antarctica.
I would not put it past Elon. I would just fly it in with the helicopter. Just
drop it in.
Yeah. And another Going Green story this week. Six Tesla Model Ys have arrived in Anaheim, California.
Yeah, so what? The Model Y is the best-selling car in the world. They are everywhere.
Yeah, but these six are police cars. Anaheim police said that they chose the Model Y for its rapid acceleration, ample storage capacity, affordability, and low maintenance requirements. They have also been outfitted by Unplug Performance to be true police cars.
Wow, so they got the lights, they got the bull bars, everything, huh?
And Elon thinks it's cool.
Nice.
All right, it's time for sunspots. We now go to the largest solar farm in Europe. Can you guess what country it is in?
Well, probably someplace sunny. So, Spain?
Yes, it used to be Spain, the 500-megawatt Núñez de Balboa solar farm in Spain, until they completed this latest solar farm, the Wittnitz solar farm near Leipzig, Germany, 605 megawatts, now the largest solar farm in Europe, 1.1 million solar panels.
And perhaps the best part is that it sits on 500 hectares of a closed brown coal mine.
Yeah, they have opened bicycle paths around the solar farm, so you know what I'm going to say. Go film it for us. Make a video contributor story so that we can all see what it looks like now that it's no longer a coal mine.
Okay, so how much power does a 605 megawatt solar farm make?
That's enough power for about 200,000 homes, and it avoids 150,000 tons of CO2 annually.
And imagine in that same area, you could have been producing all of that PM 2.5 and noxious chemicals. And then when you were done burning it, you could have put all the waste in a big pond that would be radioactive and could spill if anything bad happened.
Why don't we still do that?
Oh, it sounds so much more fun and exciting.
Let's go to the pond, kids.
There could be a horrible flood, which could turn into a horrible ecological disaster. Oh, but instead, we just have these boring solar panels with bike routes through it. Come on.
Come on. Hey, and if you want to put solar on your roof, but you don't want to have a coal pond in your backyard, call our friends at Energy Pal. They'll help you go solar for less and avoid all those coal ponds. Let them know Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, without you and your stories, we don't have video contributor stories. So send them in to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Luis sent us this story about the opening of a new Tesla store in North County, San Diego.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Luis from North County, California. This Tesla dealer and service center is just opening up. It is still being constructed. It used to be a BMW dealer and service center, and it's amazingly located in a great location. There's also going to be Tesla stalls, of course, and this is a great addition to North County, San Diego. They also have a Tesla dealer in Carlsbad area, so I don't know if they're going to close that one down and consolidate it here, or if there's going to be two of them, which they're not that far apart. Anyways, this is from Luis from North County, San Diego, Encinitas.
Thank you, Louise. It's so important to find out what's going on for the community. It's so great to have these stories. And, you know, if you're outside the Tesla community, it might be like, why do we need to know about a store opening? Because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So many stories we couldn't fit into Tesla Time News today, but that our patrons will find on our Patreon bonus stories video and our Investor Club bonus stories video.
We make these exclusive videos every week just for our amazing patrons.
Join our Patreon for just a buck a month and you will learn
how much money Legacy Auto is paying in emissions fines,
why Italy is upset about Alfa Romeo's first EV,
XAI's new Grok,
a Tesla Diner video update,
how BYD's new electric pickup truck isn't really an EV, and much more.
Along with Investor Club bonus stories and so much more. Yeah, so head over to patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us.
Keep independent journalism strong and get all these Patreon bonus stories.
You're really missing out if you don't join us, so come on, what's stopping you?
We'll see you wonderful patrons over on Patreon.
All right, we're back from the Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout-outs. These amazing people help support the work we do. Who do we got, Jess?
We've got Angela Lavga.
Mirel Pop.
Bill Carlson.
Jason Watson.
Dog Tato.
Mark McGowan.
And Ed DeRuin.
Thank you so much, guys. We can't do this work without your help. All right, we got a Patreon poll this week, so if you want to join our Patreon and be able to get the polls, would you subscribe to Tesla's full self-driving supervised for $99 a month?
And 73% of people said, yes, sign me up.
So I think it was
Which
a good idea.
It is a lot cheaper than $99 a month, clicking that button.
What?
I'm just saying, it's a lot easier to say it than it is to do it.
Oh, I see. Just say that you do it and do it.
But. I mean, it shows that this is a good price.
No, again, I'm going to talk about this on Patreon bonus stories. There's so much firsthand knowledge I'm getting from meeting people at these EV shows and stuff that I think this is real.
Yep.
This is really happening. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. So just a little context here. If you haven't been following Elon's fight with Alexandre de Moraes, who is the ministry of the Supreme Federal Tribunal in Brazil, kind of like the Supreme Court. Moraes has launched an investigation into Elon because X is the only social media platform not following Moraes' order to shut down accounts he doesn't like.
And Elon said Brazil's Darth Vader.
Getting off to a tough start. Elon says, coming shortly, X will publish everything demanded by Alexandre de Moraes and how these requests violate Brazilian law. This judge has brazenly and repeatedly betrayed the Constitution and people of Brazil. He should resign or be impeached. Shame on you.
And Elon tells Brazilians, to ensure that you can still access the X platform, download a virtual private network app. So you need a VPN, I guess, to use X in Brazil.
Yeah, and we're going to find out that X has become the number one news app in Brazil. Elon posted this, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And that is from Jefferson.
And Elon said, absolutely.
Doge Designer says, of course, that X is the new number one news app in Brazil.
And Elon said, people care about the truth.
David Sachs says Brazilian judge Alexandre de Moraes not only instructed X to suspend accounts of journalists and politicians, he demanded that X keep the court order secret and lie that the bans were for violating X's terms of service. This is tyranny. Obvious question. Why is X the only social network to complain about this abuse of power? Did the rest not get a court order or did they simply comply?
And Elon said all the others complied.
Marcel says, as a member of the Brazilian Congress who has been exposing and combating the abuses of our Supreme Court for years, I want to express my deepest gratitude to Elon Musk. Elon, you are currently aiding Brazil more than many members of the Brazilian House and Senate.
Elon says, why does the parliament allow Alexandre the power of a brutal dictator? They were elected. He was not. Throw him out.
And he went on to say, but since Alexandre pulled Lula, the president, out of prison and put his thumb on the scale to get Lula elected, Lula will obviously not take action against him. The next election will be key. Oh, and then Elon says, very important to make it easy for talented people to immigrate to America. So for all those people out there that say he's anti-immigration. No, he's not. So, Jesse, you traveled to watch the eclipse last week. Looks like Elon caught it, too.
Well, that's because he's lucky, and the eclipse happened right over Austin. He said it was cool to see the eclipse from Austin 27 years before it happens here again.
And Tesla Megapack tweeted out, during today's solar eclipse, over 10 Megapack sites operating in ERCOT helped fill the over 1 gigawatt energy void, ensuring the grid remained stable during the 4-plus-minute disruption of solar irradiance to solar sites across Texas. So thank you, Megapacks.
Yes.
See, solar panels don't work because when there's an eclipse, they don't make any power.
Oh, I forgot about the batteries. Bohan put up this meme of which guy are you? I'm with Elon. I'm the last one there. My first game was technically Pong.
Huh.
Diligent Denizen says breaking Brazilian's government has just announced that it will suspend all contracts with Starlink, Elon Musk's company. Many schools in Brazil are reported to use the company to provide internet access to citizens there.
Elon says Starlink will provide free internet for schools in Brazil if the government won't honor the contract. He said, how did Alexandre de Moura become the dictator of Brazil? He has Lula on a leash. He demanded that X suspend accounts of people who raised corruption concerns while insisting that X pretend that the suspension was for violating our terms of service. We obey the laws of countries even if we disagree with them, but this required violating the laws of Brazil.
Nicholas says, Elon said that Alexandre has Lula on a leash and that he puts his finger on the scale to elect him. As a member of the Brazilian Congress and representing millions of people, I ask you to give us more information. This will be crucial for the future of our country, Elon.
Elon says we need to get our employees in Brazil to a safe place or otherwise not in a position of responsibility. Then we will do a full data dump. They've been told they will be arrested.
Doge Designer says, why is this not being covered by the legacy media?
Elon said they haven't been given the marching orders.
Alex says the previous Brazilian government recognized Elon's exceptional contribution to Brazil, regarding him as a true and cherished friend of the nation. And yeah, they gave him the Grand Cross of the Order of Merit. Ian says, how Brazilian Judge Alexandre de Moraes got into power. De Moraes' predecessor, Tiori Zavascki, perished in a mysterious plane crash following his authorization of an investigation into dozens of politicians for corruption in 2017 as part of Operation Car Wash.
Elon said the plot thickens.
Elon says, X just received an inquiry from the U.S. House of Representatives regarding actions taken in Brazil that were in violation of Brazilian law. There were hundreds, if not thousands. This is getting spicy. We were asked to suspend sitting members of the Brazilian parliament and many journalists. The severity of the censorship and the degree to which Brazil's own laws are being broken to the detriment of their own people is the worst of any country in the world in which this platform operates. And then Elon published this. Every single person who confuses correlation and causation ends up dying. And he said, what are the odds? Holmar's catalog says, each new build of FSD shows me glimpses of the future. I'm starting to understand that FSD will not stop at human level. It will continue on and on, becoming better than even the best human driver in the world.
Elon said it will far exceed human capabilities.
Elon posted this meme, anxiety is literally just conspiracy theories about yourself.
Why would you say something so controversial and yet so brave?
The U.S. Oversight Committee says Chairman Cormer supports a bill at today's markup that would add a new question to the U.S. Census. Are you a citizen? Passed. We just passed this common sense bill through our committee. Unsurprisingly, every oversight Democrat voted against it. Onto the floor.
Elon says because they want illegals to count in the census.
And then Elon responded to someone about this. We're going to talk about this in Patreon bonus stories. It's about the, remember the mini sub that was going to rescue those Thai children? Lot to talk about there. We'll talk about it on Patreon bonus stories. Okay. Ian says, you now have 2 years to save the planet before we are all doomed, says UN's climate chief.
Elon says, not true. Humanity should transition to sustainable energy as fast as reasonably possible, but we have at least a few decades to do so.
Javier Milei, who is the president of Argentina, said, Viva la Libertad Carajo, which means live long freedom, damn it. Argentina has the third largest lithium reserves with 60% of the world's known lithium, right, in that triangle. So that would be a fun thing to talk about with the president.
And Elon said, Liberdad to an exciting and inspiring future.
Dr. Sidney Watson said America is basically seven corporations in a trench coat pretending to be a country at this point.
Elon says not wrong, although the government is by far the biggest corporation.
All right, on to community mail time. And again, we need your stories and pictures and photos and everything. So send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Community mail time. But before we get to community mail time, I want to thank our buddy Jerry for coordinating the EV event last week that we went to. We brought the Ford Lightning because we didn't have the Cybertruck yet. I bumped into our buddy Rob, who you might remember showed us his Model Y, the first we had been in during the pandemic, no less. Rob is moving and selling his beautiful house in Westford, Massachusetts with almost 20 kilowatts of solar on the roof. He is also selling his Model Y and his Model 3 because he and his family are moving to Japan. So if you live in the Massachusetts area and are interested, please contact his agent, Jeff, at the email address here on the screen.
And I just want to mention that Rob tracks his energy costs every month, and on average, his house costs half as much as his neighbor's because it has so much solar and uses heat pumps.
And he had a pool that was counted in his data, and it still was cheaper.
And our buddy Jeff has his annual EV event in Shrewsbury, Mass. Coming up on Saturday, April 27th at Hebert's Candy Mansion from 2 to 5 p.m.
Now, I don't want to jinx it, but if we do get our Cybertruck in time, we will bring it along with many other EV owners and vehicles. You can register for the event here. There are so many other EV events happening all over the place, so make sure you check them out at driveelectricearthmonth.org.
All right, let's get into some pictures.
All right.
Jason saw this black wrapped Cybertruck in Costa Mesa, California.
Beautiful. Joe spotted the Cybertruck at the Luke Air Force Days event at the Luke Air Force Base in Arizona.
John saw this Tesla Model 3 taxi in Dunedin, New Zealand.
Chris and Amanda spotted the Cybertruck at the Futako Tamagawa Rise Shopping Center in Tokyo, Japan.
Mike saw this Tesla Model S Plaid in Florida.
Sam spotted this pink wrapped Model Y in Riviera Beach, Florida.
Is it lowered? It looks lowered.
It does, yeah.
Zach saw this all-electric bus in Vail, Colorado.
Ishay spotted this Lucid Air in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Paul saw these Cybertrucks in Hutto, Texas.
Nice. Maybe they're coming this way.
I know.
Chris spotted these two new electric trucks on the road in Sydney, Australia.
Jason saw this Cybertruck towing a trailer in Western Oklahoma.
That's going to be us.
Uh-huh.
And Dylan, Katrina, Emma, and Clay got to watch the solar eclipse from a Tesla supercharger in Shelbyville, Indiana.
Nice.
Nice shot.
There were a lot of superchargers that were right under the path of totality. There was a couple in Burlington, Vermont, and there was another one in a different place in Vermont. That was where I watched it in Vermont. It was very fun.
All right, it's time for our EV tip of the week. And Paul sent us this tip about properly holstering your Tesla wall connector.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Paul here from my condominium in Florida with a Tesla tip. How often do you see this scenario where the charging cable is just hanging off of the charger with a connector dangling in the air? This is too common and bad for the health and well-being of your car and pocketbook. Leaving the connector dangling in the free air allows for it to be exposed to the elements. This seems insignificant, but over time, these pins of the connector will begin to tarnish and corrode, leading to a poor connection at the car charging port. That poor connection results in a slower charge rate and potentially overheating and damage of your vehicle's charging port or the cable connector itself. Save yourself some money and take that extra 5 seconds after charging to insert the connector into the station holster and guarantee the longevity and continuous charging speeds you now enjoy. Coil up those cables as well and avoid a trip hazard. Holster up and buckle up. Now you know.
All right, so holster up and buckle up. We need that on a t-shirt or a bumper sticker.
Awesome.
Thank you, Paul. All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews.
Welcome to Maple Creek, Saskatchewan. This is a 6-stall, 250-kilowatt charging station. And it's located in the parking lot of a co-op convenience store, which has limited hours. It's not 24/7, but closed right now. But from our previous encounter, great options in there for washrooms and food. Also a couple third-party chargers here. One of them is currently under maintenance, broken, which apparently is one of the advantages of the Tesla supercharger network, is that they are reliable and there's more stations available. Anyway, now you know.
Hello world, this is Holger from Austria again. I'm here in Split, Croatia at the supercharger. This supercharger has 6 stalls. It's not far from the highway, but as you see, there's absolutely nothing here. Just some houses and the hotel which is hosting this supercharger looks like it's absolutely completely closed. So there is nothing except a fuel station 300 meters away which is also closed during night. So no conveniences at all. I rate this 2 out of 10 because it's here. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. We're here at the Rocky Hill, Connecticut supercharger. It's easy to find off the highway. It's a V3. We're getting good charging speeds. But what do you think the worst part is?
There aren't any bathrooms or anything to do.
Yeah, I agree. We'll show you around the area. So in this parking lot, there's looks like one restaurant, but Saturday morning I think it's closed. There's a bank over there, but it's honestly kind of an awkward spot. There's a car wash across the street and then a gas station, which we're not sure if they have open restrooms in there. So kind of a strange stop overall. I would rate this... Well, sorry, what would you rate this first?
I don't know.
I would rate this a 5 out of 10. It's just okay. It's good for charging, but nothing to do.
I'm at the 12-stall version 3 supercharger at Windsor in Northern California.
Windsor is located a short drive north of Santa Rosa, which itself is a longer drive north of San Francisco.
It's located in the Lakewood Center, where you'll also find O'Reilly's and other stores.
The restroom is far in the back, so you have to look for it. Also in the shopping center are some restaurants, pizza place, a Mexican restaurant. There's also a post office and something called the West Coast Sourdough. I'll rate this supercharger a 9 out of 10. It's in a pleasant location in the shopping center. It's very close off of 101 and it has a nice variety of stores. Windsor, California Supercharger. Pretty nice.
I love that we get to see superchargers all over the world, from California to Canada to Croatia.
And I like that, you know, someone gave a 2 out of 10. It's like,
yeah,
not much here.
Yeah.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Remember, send us your photos of beautiful supercharger locations. And this may not be beautiful for a supercharger location, but it is a beautiful sign if you drive a Tesla in New York City. Gary said, wow, Tesla charging ramping up in New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island among the superchargers coming soon. So 100 superchargers coming soon. By my count, by the way, I went through the map. There are only about 12 supercharger locations or about 64 stalls in the New York City area at the moment. Mm. So this should more than double that.
Nice. Although they probably need to do even more than that.
Probably. All right, what do we got for new superchargers in the world?
Got number 25 in Utah, is the 8 stall in Salt Lake City.
We got number 50 in Massachusetts, the 12 stall in Foxborough.
Take that, Utah! Number 71 in New Jersey is the 12 stall in Carneys Point, New Jersey.
We got the 20 stall, 250 kilowatt in East Palo Alto, California.
Number 73 in North Carolina is the 20 stall in Burlington at Garden Road, North Carolina.
We got a bunch here in China. We got the 4 stall in Shanghai.
The 6 stall in Taizhou.
The 3 stall in Ningbo.
The 3 stall in Fushan.
The 3 stall in Guangzhou.
The 3 stall in Changzhou.
The 3 stall in Wuxi.
The 3 stall in Haiyun.
The 3 stall in Chengdu.
Another 3 stall in Chengdu.
We got a 3 stall in Wuhan.
3 stall in Huanghua.
We got another 3 stall in Huanghua.
And number 2030 in China is the 6 stall in Tianjin.
We got number 102 in Taiwan, the 18 stall in Tianan.
Number 48 in the Netherlands is the 16 stall in Roosendaal, Netherlands.
We got 61 in Washington State, the 16 stall in Blaine.
We got number 46 in Nevada is the 8 stall at Pahrump, Nevada.
We got number 18 in Delaware, the 8 stall in Dover.
Number 10 in Nebraska is the 8 stall in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Number 44 in Oregon is the 8 stall in Klamath Falls.
Number 17 in Thailand is the 4 stall in Kanchanaburi.
We have the 16 stall in Sacramento, California.
Number 69 in Spain is the 8 stall in Ocaña, Spain. Nice.
Number 451 in California is the 12 stall in Pacific Grove.
And number 29 in Tennessee, number 2,248 in the USA, and 6,296 in the world is the 7 stall in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Episode 397 of The Bag. Two more to go before we reach episode 400.
We couldn't have done it without all of you watching, sharing, subscribing, liking, and our amazing Patreon patrons who support us financially so that our team can continue to bring you independent journalism every week.
Remember that we can't do this without your support.
Thank you for watching.
So we will see you next week here on Now You Know. And yeah, approaching number 400. That's 400 weeks in a row. You can go back, watch them all if you want to see the story of Tesla from before the Model 3 to the Cybertruck now.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Thanks so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you next week. Now You Know.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.